Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Queen of Quintessence by Tessa Hale. Narrated by Aletha George. Chapter 1. The faint howling sound tugged at me, as if it were pulling me towards consciousness. The closer I got, the louder it became. Someone cursed. "Is Riven doing this?" a feminine voice asked, worry filling her tone. I knew that voice. Some part of my brain tried to connect it with the person it belonged to, but I couldn't quite get there. A deeper voice answered, "His power shouldn't be reaching this far." For a moment, there was nothing but the sound of the wind.
"Maybe this was a mistake."
The male voice let out a growl.
"You doubt me?"
No, it's just... they said she strengthens their power. If this is what we're experiencing here, I can't imagine what it's like at Kingwood."
"She won't strengthen them for long. Go walk the property. Make sure no one's nosing around."
"Of course,"
the female voice answered. A bit of the haziness lifted as I tried to pin down those voices. I knew them. I was sure. But I needed to be able to see. I struggled to open my eyes, but they were so heavy, as if tiny weights lay on the lashes. The howling picked up, rattling the windows and walls. The ground trembled. The man let out another curse, and then a crash sounded, followed by the splintering of wood. It was jarring enough to force my eyes open. The images came in snapshots. A shattered wooden chair, lying on the floor. A bedroom with faded wallpaper. A man facing the window. My breath sped up as I took in his profile. Dark hair. Tanned skin. Aiden. Nausea swept through me. I wasn't sure if it was in response to seeing the man who had almost killed Riven, almost killed me, or if it was a reaction to whatever drug I'd been doused with. Anxiety spiked at the reminder that Aiden wasn't alone. There was a woman who had helped him, the one who had gotten me in the library. My hand instinctively reached for the knife Kai had given me. I'd taken to hanging the sheath on the long necklace Phoenix had given me, where Riven's and Atlas's rings also rested. It lay just beneath my shirt, against my heart. I moved slowly, not wanting Aiden to know I was awake. But as I did so, my wrists caught. Bound. I tugged at the rope. There was no give at all. I let a million mental curses fly, and then stretched my fingers so that they could slip beneath my shirt. They closed around the metal of the necklace, pulling the sheath closer. But when I reached for the blade's hilt, there was nothing there. Only air.
"Do you really think I wouldn't check you for weapons?"
Aiden scoffed. My gaze flew to him and I swallowed hard.
It was the first thing I did.
His eyes roamed over me in a way that turned my stomach.
"The search wasn't a hardship, though. I can see why my brother is so partial to you."
The swirling nausea intensified, and my fingers tightened around the necklace. Aiden rolled his eyes.
"I'm not gonna take your talismans. I don't want you to keel over on me before you've proved your usefulness."
My insides twisted and cramped.
"And just what am I useful for?"
He should have killed me already. That had been his plan before, end me, so Phoenix wouldn't be quite so powerful. So Aiden had a prayer of taking him down. Anger sparked in Aiden's dark eyes. They were similar to Phoenix's, but they didn't have the same depth.
"You really fucked things up in the forest. Now I have no way of getting on the Kingwood campus. No way of getting Phoenix."
An ugly grin spread across Aiden's face.
"So I'm gonna bring him to me."
My fingers spasmed around my necklace, the bits of metal digging so deeply into my palm, I was sure it had drawn blood.
"I'm bait."
The grin stretched wider.
But you're a little too pretty to do the trick I want.
Panic zinged through me as I struggled to sit up. My reaction was instant, trying to pull the magic from within to fight Aiden off with everything I had. Air swirled around the room as Aiden laughed.
Sorry, little Aether. That rope there is elemental rope. It cuts you off from all your power.
The air shoved me back into the wall hard. The force of it had me seeing stars.
They'll kill you.
Aiden simply shrugged.
They can try.
Do you really think that your father will let you take the throne after this? I'm sure he's already cut you off from the line of succession.
Sparks flew around Aiden. He won't have a choice. I'll be all he has left.
The little I'd gotten to know the King of Ash, he wouldn't care about losing his family lineage. He wouldn't let a monster take hold of his kingdom.
You haven't thought this through.
The blow came out of nowhere, so fast I didn't have time to block it. Aiden's fist cracked across my cheekbone so hard I flew back onto the mattress.
Shut up! You don't know a damn thing.
I focused on my breaths, trying to force air in and out of my lungs as pain seared through me.
That's better,
he said, cracking his neck.
You need to watch your mouth, Aura. I can make this easier on you or harder.
Aiden had completely lost it. He thought I wouldn't fight back as he tried to use me to lure Phoenix to his death. Possibly Kai, Riven, and Atlas, too. Just thinking their names had pain flaring to life in my chest. I reached out with my mind, trying to send a message to them. I'd only managed to connect with Riven and Atlas before, but I tried for all of them. Guys, can you hear me? There was nothing in response. I pushed the message harder. Still nothing. Maybe I was too far away. Or the ropes could be blocking that too. But Aiden had said it blocked elemental magic. My ether magic was different from that. Aiden snickered.
Trying to access your fire again, little Aether? It's not gonna work.
I studied him carefully. He didn't seem to know about my ability to contact some of the members of my bond. He wouldn't have tried to kill me so close to campus before. Where are we?
Aiden shook his head. Planning your escape? I hate to break it to you, but we are far, far away. Phoenix will only come after I send him some lovely photos of you.
He slipped a hand into his pocket and pulled something out. The metal glinted in the afternoon light as he slid the brass knuckles onto his fingers.
I'm afraid this might hurt a little, but it's necessary.
I tried to scramble to my feet, but the moment I moved, Aiden's air shoved me down and held me in place. I thrashed and fought as hard as I could. I screamed out for my guys, but nothing helped. The first blow landed just below my eye. Fiery pain bloomed, and I couldn't stop my cry.
Shut up! You deserve this. That fireball almost took my eye,
Aiden gritted out. I'd seen the bandage taking up much of his cheek, and pride surged in me, knowing that I'd been the one to inflict the damage. All thoughts of pride flew out of my mind as Aiden's knuckles connected with my jaw. Blood flew from my mouth, spraying across the white bedspread.
Aiden!
A voice cried. He whirled.
I told you, there's pain in justice.
The familiar figure hovered in the doorway. She'd help me. She had to. Her gaze moved from me to Aiden. Don't hurt her more than you have to. And with that, Carrie turned to walk away. Carrie, my roommate, my friend, the first person I'd trusted at Kingwood. I should have known better. The moment the door closed, Aiden's lips twitched.
Sorry, Aura. We're just getting started.
Chapter 2. A cool cloth pressed against my cheek, and I moaned.
Everything hurt. Everything above my shoulders, that was. Aiden hadn't bothered with anything that wouldn't show on a photo. Small mercies.
Take a drink,
Carrie said softly. Any semblance of pride had left me by the sixth blow of Aiden's fists. I opened my mouth and accepted the water. The split in my bottom lip opened as I did so, but I didn't care. I was so thirsty, it felt as if my tongue might crack too. I drank greedily, following the stream of water as Carrie pulled it away.
That's enough. I don't want you to throw up.
My head fell back to the mattress. Landing on the pillow felt as if I'd connected with cement. Pain flooded my skull in a steady drumbeat. Why? I croaked. It was the only question I could think to ask.
So simple,
yet with the power to rip my world apart. Carrie stared down at me.
You don't know what he's been through.
Aiden. She nodded.
His family has been horrible to him, casting him aside time after time. And Phoenix is so much worse, torturing him, throwing his power in Aiden's face, telling Aiden he'll cast him out after he becomes king.
My brows pulled together, but I instantly regretted the action as fresh agony flared.
That wasn't Phoenix. He wouldn't have done that to Aiden.
Phoenix only wants peace with his brother. Carrie huffed.
If you believe that, you really have drunk the Kool-Aid.
Phoenix isn't the one who tried to kill me. He's not the one who kidnapped me and just beat me unconscious. Redness crept into Carrie's face.
Aiden wasn't going to kill you. He just needed to get to Phoenix.
I let out a scoffing sound. Carrie pushed to her feet.
It's true.
And are you going to tell me a ghost did this? I gestured to my face with my bound hands. She flushed deeper.
There are casualties in war. You were hurt, and I'm sorry for that. But it was what had to be done.
I wasn't the one who had drunk the Kool-Aid. It was Carrie. Whatever bullshit Aiden had spilled, she was soaking it up. Biting the inside of my cheek, I studied the woman who I'd thought was my friend, the first person to show me true kindness at Kingwood. How had this happened? Tell me why you believe him. It wouldn't help to tell her all the reasons she was wrong unless I understood why she thought she was right. Carrie was quiet for a moment, as if testing me to see if I truly wanted to know.
You don't know what it's like. Being the member of your family that's always seemed less than an inconvenience, a burden.
An ache settled deep in my chest. Then maybe you can explain it to me.
I've been pushed around every day for as long as I can remember. The kids at school, even my own brother.
Your brother. That ache deepened. No matter what Carrie was going along with now, I still had empathy for that little girl who had been hurt. She bit her lip and nodded.
He always said he was doing it so I'd toughen up, that my powers would grow. But he really just liked to hurt me.
That sounded a lot like Aiden to me, if I was honest. But Carrie wouldn't be able to hear that now. I'm sorry, Carrie. I hoped that she could hear the truth in my words. This world is so obsessed with how many elements you control, how strong your affinities, that they've forgotten that there are people behind those abilities.
You're right, but Aiden sees me.
A lead weight settled in my stomach, followed quickly by a fresh wave of nausea. I had a feeling I knew where this was headed. I swallowed, searching for the words that wouldn't set Carrie off. You two became friends? Her cheeks flushed, and this time it wasn't with anger.
I guess.
She nibbled her lip.
He's always been nice to me, smiled and said hello when everyone else ignored me. But then he saw that I was struggling in combat class. You were so busy with the royals, you didn't see how hard it was for me.
A burn lit in my throat. I'm sorry. I should have been paying closer attention. I should have checked in more.
Guilt burrowed deep. I had been a shit friend lately. I'd tried to help Carrie in combat class, but I'd been distracted trying to protect myself from Drew, Xena, and Aiden. And I'd been drowning in the ether discovery and figuring out this new bond that I was a part of. Carrie knew very little about any of that, so to her, I'd just been ignoring our friendship.
I get that you've had a lot going on, but I needed someone, and Aiden was there.
I bit the inside of my cheek hard to keep from saying something I shouldn't.
He started tutoring me after school, and I got better.
You did. You're kicking ass now.
As much as I thought Aiden was the spawn of Satan, he was clearly a good teacher.
Carrie grinned.
I am, and it's because of Aiden. He was so kind to me. He wasn't mean or cruel. When I didn't get something, he'd go over it again and again until I understood.
And you two got closer.
She ducked her head.
We started talking during our sessions. We've both been through so much. Both had families that despised us. We get each other. Aiden started to open up, to tell me about what Phoenix had done.
Carrie's eyes blazed.
He's awful, Aura. You don't have the first idea who you're bonded to.
I pushed up against the pillows.
Don't you think that Aiden might be skewing the story a bit?
Her hands fisted at her sides.
He's not. Aiden is a good man who has been through hell thanks to that monster.
If he was such a good man, would he have asked you to hurt your best friend? He's using you, Carrie. Using you because of your closeness to me.
It was the wrong thing to say. The anger in her eyes should have fried me on the spot.
I might not be some special unicorn like you, but I am lovable to someone, and I'll do everything I can to protect him.
She turned on her heel and stormed out of the room, slamming the door in her wake. The sound echoed off the walls of the mostly empty room. Carrie wouldn't see the truth, not when Aiden had woven his web so expertly. There was no hope of help from her. I was on my own. Chapter 3. A burn lit behind my eyes as the knowledge truly sank in. Alone. Totally and completely alone. I'd felt that before. The pressure of helping my family, taking care of Charlie when Janine was working herself to the bone to keep us afloat. Not being able to share my burdens with her because I didn't want to add to her load. But after I'd come to Kingwood, my walls had slowly come down. I'd found people who had my back. Kai, Atlas, Phoenix, Riven. They'd shown me time and again that I wasn't alone. That our burdens were lighter when we shared them with each other. That we were stronger when we fought our opponents as one. Tears filled my eyes, but I refused to let them fall. I would carry the lessons they'd all taught me now. I would find a way out of this and back to them. Swinging my legs over the bed, I pushed to my feet. The world around me swam. Everything blurred as it took on a hazy quality. I pressed a hand to the wall to steady myself. Shit. Aiden had given me a concussion. And because I didn't have contact with my bond, it wasn't healing. As much as I wanted to sink back onto the bed, I refused to let myself. Breathing deep, I fought to stay upright. After about a minute, the world righted itself again. I moved slower this time, taking tiny, testing steps. My head ached, but I didn't feel like I was going to pass out.
I crossed to the door and tested the knob, my ropes pulling as I did. Locked, of course. Slowly, I turned around and surveyed the room. The only furniture in the room was the bed and the now shattered chair. There were two windows, and I sent up a silent prayer that they were easily opened. I didn't give a damn that they were on the second floor. I'd jump and hope for the best. As I moved towards the closest window, my breath caught. The view was unlike anything I'd ever seen. The house we were in sat atop a grassy cliff. The lush green dropped off into the ocean as if the land had been swallowed by the sea. Waves crashed against the jagged rocks below as I searched my mind for where this might be. I still didn't know much about the layout of the elemental world, and I wasn't supposed to take a geography class until next semester. But wherever it was couldn't be close to Kingwood. It was a completely different landscape. My fingers closed around the window latch, twisting it open. Pressing all my weight into it, I tried to lift the frame. It didn't move a millimeter. I cursed and ran my fingers over the wood as I studied it. My gaze caught on a hint of silver. The head of a nail. Aiden had nailed the window shut. The burn lit again behind my eyes. I didn't have a prayer of getting one of these windows open without a hammer. Breathe, Aura. I mouthed the words as a silent prayer. Think. You can do this. I reached for my magic again, trying with everything I could. I remembered what that flood of power felt like as it filled me. Nothing. Not even a wisp of smoke or mist of water. The wind howled again, and I pressed my cheek against the window pane. The cool glass was a balm to my abused flesh, and the sound was a comfort of sorts, knowing that the sound came from Riven, as if his soul was calling out to mine. I forced myself to straighten, to keep searching. As I scanned the space, I stopped on the destroyed chair. I hurried towards the pieces and sank to the floor. The move was too fast, and the room spun. Pressing my hands to the floor, I breathed deep, trying to right myself again. After a few moments, the worst of it had passed, and I opened my eyes again. I studied the pieces around me, my fingers running over each one, until I came across one that was especially jagged. I picked it up and braced it between my legs. Lifting my bound hands, I ran the rope across it in a testing movement. The tiny fibers of the rope caught on the wood. Hope flickered to life in my chest as I continued the movements over and over. It didn't take long for an ache to take root in my muscles. I had to grip the wood piece so tightly with my legs that they trembled, and my arms felt as if they weighed a ton each. I let my arms fall for a moment and fought to catch my breath. My gaze landed on the broken piece of seat. My fingers ran over the edge. I cursed. It had already dulled. The burn behind my eyes was back, but I only used it to fuel my fight. Instead of falling apart, I searched for another makeshift saw of sorts, lifting piece after piece. None of them seemed like they would do the trick. Finally, a sharp edge pricked my skin. I'd never been more relieved to feel that flicker of pain. This one was a broken-off chair leg, and the jagged part wasn't very long, but I'd do what I could with it. I braced the leg between my thighs and got to work again. While I sawed, I searched for my guys. Riven, can you hear me? I swore the howling of the wind intensified, as if he could feel me reaching out to him. But there was no answer in my mind. Anyone? Aiden has me. I'm trying to get myself free, but he's got me locked in a room and bound in some elemental rope. There was still no reply, but I kept talking to them, telling them every step I was taking as I made it. Somehow, speaking into the nothingness helped. It made me feel a little less alone as I dragged the rope across the sharpened edge of the wood, over and over again. As I sawed, my hand slipped. Pain seared my hand and I gasped. The wood had torn my flesh, and blood dripped down my arm. Holy hell, that hurt. Shit, shit, shit. You guys would be so pissed right now.
Aura?
I froze. Everything in me going still. Had I imagined it? Conjured up that voice by sheer will alone? Was it possible to go insane in less than 24 hours?
Aura.
The voice was more insistent this time.
Is that you?
Tears filled my eyes, and there was nothing I could do to keep them from falling. Fee. Chapter 4. The tears slid down my cheeks and fell off my chin, landing on my mangled hand. Phoenix's voice sounded too good. That liquid smoke of his timbre too amazing to be real. Is it you? There was a croak to the words, as if I'd actually spoken them out loud.
Where are you?
He barked. I don't know. I pushed in my feet, the chair leg falling to the floor with a clatter. In this house that's on a cliff, the grass is really green and the ocean is below.
The cliffs of Caldova,
Phoenix said instantly.
I'm on my way. I'll tell the guys.
There was the briefest moment of silence.
Who took you?
Phoenix's question carried a vibration that I could feel, even in my own mind. I didn't want to answer. Didn't want to tell him that his brother had betrayed him yet again.
Aura?
The hint of panic in Phoenix's voice had me answering quickly. Carrie. She was helping Aiden. There was nothing then. Not a hint of a sound inside my mind. But I swore I could feel Phoenix's rage.
He'll pay.
Don't, Fee. Don't do this because of me. I didn't think I could live with myself if Phoenix took vengeance on his brother because he had hurt me. I didn't want that on my conscience. Because taking Aiden's life would be a black mark on Phoenix's very soul. It didn't matter how evil Aiden was. He was also Phoenix's brother.
You think I would let him get away with this? With trying to hurt you? Trying to take you from me? This ends, and it ends now.
Wait, I begged. It's what he wants. Phoenix was quiet for a moment.
What do you mean?
He took me to lure you here. I think he was going to text in the next day or so and tell you our location. I don't know what his plan is, but I know that if you show up here alone, you'll be outnumbered. I don't know who else is helping Aiden, but I'm bound with some damn elemental rope that keeps me from accessing my magic. A low growl filled my mind.
That rope is barbaric. He has no honor.
I almost snorted at that. Of course Aiden had no honor. He refused to meet any of us head to head because he knew he would lose. Instead, he opted for tricks and traps and worse, employing others to do his dirty work. People like Carrie. My heart clenched at the reminder. It was one of the worst blows Aiden had leveled at me, turning my friend against me. And I didn't think he'd even realized it. She was drunk on his attention, and there was nothing I could do to make her see the truth.
Aura?
Phoenix's voice was gentle now, that smoky rasp curling around me. He took Carrie. He warped her mind so much that she doesn't care if all of us die. Phoenix didn't say a word, but I could feel his anguish on my behalf.
I'm so sorry, Aura. He's always had a way of manipulating people. I should have known he might target her.
It's not on you. I wouldn't let Phoenix put this on his shoulders, too. Not when this was the responsibility of only one person.
We're gonna figure this out. I'm on my way. Just hold on a few more minutes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?